1027.
Well, activists welcome a court ruling that the city of Joburg must finally take action over the illegal waste dump in Khaya Sands. Officials are warning the crisis won't be over anytime soon. The city's been ordered to carry out air quality tests, but the results are only expected sometime next year. Hot 1027's Paul Ash has the story.
Activists and the tens of thousands of people who live downwind of the Khaya Sands waste dump won a battle this week in their war to have the illegal landfill closed for good. The Joburg High Court says the city must carry out tests to find out just how bad the air is and hopefully determine exactly what's being burned. This, says DA Ward Councillor Devon Steenkamp, is the first salvo in holding Joburg accountable for the pungent mess that is one of the province's worst landfills.
I'm hoping that it's just really cracking the whip on city to say you've neglected this area for long, you've let it out of control, and now you've got a time frame to rehabilitate the area and create control and also allocate the needed funding for the area, because when I've asked for funding, it keeps getting pushed out every year. They have previously budgeted for the area, but they've never spent it on Khaya Sand.
Meanwhile, the city's Intatisi Modingwane told Hot 1027 News that they plan to get going on testing as fast as possible.
The city will start with the normal procurement processes. At times, you find that you want to start immediately. Then once the tender is out, you get the non-responsive bids. So we want to start as soon as possible so that we don't miss this deadline, because it can be regarded as contempt of court.
He says the order clearly states what organic compounds the test must look for.
They are asking that we test the volatile organic compounds, we test the sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, and hydrogen fluoride. And the order says the city must do that at its own cost, so the city will have to pay.
Paul Ash, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.